So I woke up this morning and my cat was staring at me. And this was after a rough night because he jumped up on my face last night when I was sleeping. And I threw him off me. Like, he sort of jumped up right beside on the pillow, and then I like pushed him away from me. And I woke up and he was just staring at me. And his name is Ted, by the way. Man, I know what you're thinking. I didn't name him. It's my daughter's cat, and I inherited him, I guess is the word. And we don't like each other, I think it's pretty safe to say. I've told other people, whenever I try to go pet him, he does all these yoga moves to avoid me. Like, he just doesn't like that contact. Like, he's like, okay, buddy, you know, we're roommates, but don't touch me. That's his attitude, so whatever. And sometimes I see when he's hungry, he wants to rub on me. You know, that's what cats do for ownership. But he doesn't. He stops short of it. And then he'll just look at me and he'll go, meow. Like, that's just basically feed me. Okay, just feed me. So I feed him. I don't abuse him. He's treated, you know, totally good. But, you know, we cohabit the space. But anyway, so he's been staring at me all day. I mean, today he's staring at me. And I'm thinking, do you fucking know something? Because that's what I'm thinking. Like, does he know something? Like, that this is my last day. Something's going to happen to me. He's acting really fucking weird. And I was thinking, the cats, do they have that psychic ability? I know dogs do. But he's staring at me. And he was staring at me this morning when I was in bed. So I just, like, I threw my pillow at him because it was like, freaking me out. And then he went to the door and then he turned around and he gave me a look like, yeah, okay, buddy. If you knew what I knew. And, because, you know, cats, I mean, they don't have, cats, they're loyal to a degree, but they'll fucking eat your face off, you know. And, I mean, Ted, I always feel weird calling a fucking cat Ted. I feel like he should be wearing a suit and a jacket or something. But Ted is even less loyal, and I get the feeling even if I was capacitated from like a minor stroke or something, he'd start fucking eating me while I was alive. Like, he just strikes me as there's no loyalty with this guy. And so he's acting really fucking weird today. You know, because it's a weird fucking time in history. And I went out, it's funny, because I went out today. I'm sticking on this weird topic here, but I'm just talking about today's events. I went out in the park. I live across from a park. And I went out, and everybody's out there wearing fucking masks. You know, all the dads with the little kids, you know, and the tight weekend dad shorts. You know, like, I work at the office all week, and on the weekend, I put on my tight dad shorts with my clean running shoes. You know, or trainers, as we call them in England. And they're all out there in their masks. And I'm thinking, holy fuck, everybody's wearing their fucking masks outside now. And I am so fucking sick of this fucking time in fucking history. I know I went on about it before, but fuck. Everybody's wearing fucking masks. I don't even fucking know anybody who's had the virus. I mean, I know a couple of yous online have told me you have, but it's just like, fuck. It's like, okay, I know people are dying from it, but fuck, is this fucking worth it? On the news the other day, and we have something called Ryanair over here, which is an airliner, they removed someone who tested positive on his phone or whatever. They removed them from the plane, and it wouldn't take off. And they removed them. They came into the plane, a crowded plane with hazmat suits, and they pulled this guy out. It's like something from a fucking sci-fi movie. You know, have you ever seen that movie? There's that movie, the pandemic movie or something, where everybody's like, turns into vampires or something, it's like that. It's fucking crazy. It's just like really getting to me. So yeah, it really was weird going out today for the first time. Clearly I don't go out a lot, but, and everybody's wearing masks, everybody. And they're fucking looking at me like I'm some sort of fucking weirdo. It's like, don't worry, buddy. I'm not going to French kiss you. I'm just fucking going to the store. You know? And I mean, I got a mask with me, but it's like the outside. It's like this new level now of people trying to be, I guess, pandemic chic or something, you know? Like, this is cool. Look at me. I got my fucking mask with the ventilators on. Like, it's not a normal, because I just buy those disposable masks. And I got a bandana as well that I'll put the bandana over my face. But, you know, these people, I got these fucking masks and they're giving the look. Like, look at me, I got my ventilator mask. So it's just fucking weird. Really fucking weird. And I think I mentioned this before, and I think I mentioned it last week, but I mean, I'm trying to avoid the fucking news. I've turned off the notifications on my iPhone and my computer because it's like everything just keeps coming up. And some for some reason, some notifications keep coming up. And there was one today came up on this whole Jacob Blake, the riots in Kenosha, I think it's called, Wisconsin. And it's fucking crazy, you know, and I know... You know, people get on my ass all the time on YouTube because, you know, they go on about the shooting of Floyd, George Floyd and stuff, and my joint on that and stuff. And I'm not a political person. And I keep saying that. Maybe some people may not like that about me or have a problem with that. But I'm not. I really am not. I mean, I dislike individuals, political leaders as individuals. But I don't sit around thinking about politics. It's just not my bag. You know, maybe I'm not smart enough for it, or maybe, and especially the States, I have no idea about the political goings-on there. But I'm seeing a whole bunch of fucking white people that look like the kind of fucking white people, if you don't mind me saying, and I ain't asking, that I fucking hate. You know, big fucking mouths, a lot of guys who drink soy. And they're all out there fucking protesting and, you know, wearing their fucking expensive clothes because they, you know, they must work a Gap or manage Gap or whatever. And my grandmother used to have an expression. She said, if you stick someone's cock in your mouth and you start moving it all around, don't be angry or surprised when they come in your mouth. And all these fucking people. Now, this is getting to a point here. Because I think protest, okay, I think protest is good. But what are you fucking protesting for? Why are you fucking protesting? You know what I mean? What's going to become of that protest? And there's a guy that he got shot. He's a 26-year-old Anthony Huber or Huber. And tragic. What do you think being out there is going to bring about? You know, you got surprised, you got shot. So apparently he went and disarmed. Now, you guys probably know, my American followers probably know this more than me. Because, you know, I'm in England. But, you know, he tried to go disarm some kid, and he got shot. What did you think was gonna fucking happen? And the weird thing is, they had an interview with his girlfriend, who he protected her, and she's still out there protesting. And she doesn't even look like she's fucking grief-stricken. She looks like she's got a fucking smile on her face. And, you know, I would be hoping that if I fucking lost my life for my girlfriend or something, that she'd be a little more grief-stricken. But she's like, whatever. She's fucking out there like, hey, here I am. And I want to play the segment that I came across of her just talking about it. And she's got a smile on her face. And she's got the big stupid, you know, she's got the big goth sort of earrings and the, you know, and the, just... What I'd expect from someone who was out there protesting. And for me, this all comes under sticking someone's cock in your mouth and then saying, geez, why did you come on my mouth? You're out there, honey. What did you think was going to happen? You know, you're out there setting things on fire and smashing things and stuff, and you don't think the people are going to fight back? If you're going to go to war and you're going to be part of a revolution... Don't be afraid. You know, you're going to have to fucking, lives are going to be lost. But yeah, anyways, this girl, and she's just what a mess. I can't even, this poor guy, probably fucking glad he got shot just to get away from this woman. But she just looks like, yeah, she just doesn't care. But have a listen.
What was his name?
Anthony Huber.
What was his name?
Anthony Huber.
I got to plan a funeral for my 26-year-old boyfriend. Me and the family that, the little family that loved him so deeply. We didn't just run after a gunman not knowing, like, what the possible consequences of that action would be. Like, he pushed me into an alleyway and ran off to take Buddy down. That's a hero.
So anyways, I won't play the whole thing because it's just so fucking boring. This is something that popped up on my YouTube feed from The Telegraph, an English paper. And it says this guy's name. And it says he's a hero. Yeah, this Anthony Huber, and he's a hero. And his girlfriend is saying he's a hero. And, you know, and she's saying, well, he went after that gunman knowing what would happen. Is he a hero? Or is he a fucking idiot? I mean, that's the argument here. Because if he knew what was going to happen, and I'm speaking this from a total journalistic background, because this thing that I saw in the Telegraph, too, it played all this sad music, which, remember I told you guys when I worked at Dateline, you're not able to add music to news stories. It was against the regulations, because music emotes emotion or brings out emotion in people, and it twists things, and, you know, like, if you're showing us a shot of a sick child, if you play sad music, it makes it, you know, it's for entertainment that you do those things, but you don't do it in the news for the interview segments and stuff. So, but yeah, so they're playing this sad music, and she's still out protesting. And they just show all different shots of this guy, and he looks like a typical soy boy. You know, and he's, you know, he's sitting there, and they show pictures of him, and he's like wearing like a $700 watch, and he's out protesting, and it's like, again, this comes under for me, don't take the devil's cock in your fucking mouth and then complain when he blows his load in you. It's like, you guys went out, you knew what was going to happen, this is going to happen, this is what happened, you know, and she's out the next fucking day. And I guess in her mind she would say, well, you know, I'm honoring his memory by protesting. Really? I don't get it. Maybe that's just a side of me. I don't get that. You know what I mean? It's just maybe because I'm not 19 years old. I mean, this girl's 17 years old. Maybe, you know, maybe when I was like 19 years old, I would have. But I think even back then, if my friend said, hey, we're going to go out, we're going to Black Lives Matter, we're going to do this revolution, we're going to go like go up against the police and throw rocks, I imagine myself saying, no, you know what? You're all right. I'm going to stay in. I got my girlfriend over, got a few DVDs, going to hang out. For me, it's just like you went out, you did this, and this is what happened. You know, this is a reaction to your action, cause and effect. I mean, these are things that we learn as children. And I get the feeling this girl will be, you know, she's got the big hook through, got the big fucking nose ring through her fucking nose and everything, you know, like she's a fucking cow or something. And it's just like, you know, I get the feeling she'll be hooking up with another guy next week. And, you know, she'll be, you know, he used to be my boyfriend. He's dead now, but he used to be my boyfriend. It's like, yeah, he lost his life. And his life is gone now. That's it. So I don't get it. So all those things are just fucking really getting on me today. And like I said, I don't want to turn this into a political conversation because for me, it's not about politics here. It's just about, you know, this guy went out and it's just like, okay, you're fighting for something. But I just get the feeling that this guy, you know, Black Lives Matter, and of course Black Lives Matter, but I get the feeling this guy, this soy boy that I see, and this girl, they haven't even come across black people. I mean, they don't even know black people. They don't even have friends that are black people, but they're out there fighting. And I'm wondering if they just enjoy it's that sort of revolution chic. You know, I can't help but wonder that, because these do not strike me as the type of people. And, you know, and I've told you guys I have a lot of black friends that are rappers and that, and we talk about it all the time. And they have a bit of laugh, you know, that they, that these people, these same people that are protesting for them, when, you know, they look, they would be terrified of them otherwise, you know, if they saw them walking down the street, they'd turn around and, you know, do the windows up in their car and stuff, but now they're out there protesting for them. So my black friends just think it's hilarious that these are the same people that would be calling the police on them in Starbucks if they, you know, if they complained about their order, they'd be saying, oh, you know, the black man threatened me, and now they're out protesting for him. So I just find it very strange, very odd. This guy's dead now, and I'm just seeing a lot of, you know, soy boys and very trendy kids out there smashing windows and stuff. But I guess for me, he's not a hero. Sorry. He went and he ran after a guy with a gun. Who was he saving? You know what I mean? He's like, now he's dead. That's not a hero. I think it's kind of more stupid, but that's just my opinion. Anyways, I'll be back in about 10 seconds. Japanese. So here we are. Welcome to another edition, an episode, whatever you want to call it, of Getting to Know the Dead. And I am your host, Deadbuck. First of all, I want to welcome all new patrons that may have joined in these last week. I always say the same thing. There's not a lot of you, but I think there was about 6 or 7 people. But it's still good. Our numbers are increasing, and which is still good. And I'm trying to do a true crime podcast that I'm gonna release on YouTube. That'll be in the midweek next week. That'll hopefully bring some more people over, because it's really fucking weird, isn't it? That people just it's really fucking weird. Even the people who tip me on PayPal are just already patrons. It's almost like people on YouTube get complacent. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, why pay what we can get for free? So, you know what I mean? It's just, they've just totally stopped. So now if I get a PayPal tip or anything, it's from someone who's already here, which just is, listen, I always appreciate it, and I'm always grateful for it, and God bless you. But, I mean, it's about other people appreciating it. It's, you know, and I always tell people, the only reason I post on YouTube is because of Patreon. Make no fucking mistake about that. Make no mistake, you know what I mean? And that's why I always say to people, when people say, oh, you're really good, man, I really love this, or keep up the good work, you know, it's not about that. I don't fucking care. I don't do this so to stroke my fucking ego. So you telling me how good I am doesn't make me, you know, that's not a fucking enough, you know what I mean? It's like, I already know I'm good. I'm a television director, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy who delivers your fridge and installs it, you don't say, hey, you're pretty good at doing that. You know, I'm not going to pay you, but you're pretty good at it. And I think the people on YouTube, it seems they get complacent, and I think they just think, well, I'm not going to pay for it. He's going to post here for free anyways. So I'm coming up with some more plans. I did really good, believe it or not, when Columbine was removed. That was the height. I did fantastic business. I got tons of people over on Patreon. And when the Jeffrey Epstein was removed, tons of people came over. But now, like I said, everybody's just, you know, complacent again. No one gives a fuck over on YouTube. So I gotta try to get some people over. Still working on a plan. Hopefully this month it'll be merchandise as well. I know I keep saying that, but there's a couple of stickling things holding things back, you know. So it's all coming. So yeah, there we go. Welcome to any new patrons here, and I hope you say hi in the comments section. And, you know, because it's great for you to be here. And if you have any problems, my only advice to you is watch through the browser. That's all I can say, is watch through the browser. That's my advice to you. And hopefully you find everything. There's a lot of content on Patreon that I've put up here. Tons of it. Even for the dollar tiers. You just got to scroll down. There's all the Ziploc episodes, which is me hosting. And it's funny because someone said, I think it was Matt, said that he to bring back Ziploc, that he loved Ziploc. And the history of Ziploc'd, I hope all you guys know what Ziploc'd is. If you don't, scroll down. It's sort of a something that I did every Wednesday, and it was sort of, I hosted it, and it had some funny segments. It had Pussy of the Week segment, where I would showcase different comments from disgruntled viewers, you know, like saying that I was racist or whatever, or I was disrespectful, and it was funny. It was a good segment. People liked that, and the different segments I had. I recommended books that you could read, serial killer stuff, different little stories, jokes, everything. It was a really funny show, I thought. And all those episodes are here, but I got a strike because I was making fun of Criminally Fisted, someone was saying how much they liked him. And then I said, I made a joke. I said, if you want someone to put on a retard voice and read a true crime story to you, you can go down to my local I can recommend the guy at my local supermarket who bags groceries, and for $10, he'll read you all the true crime you want, and he'll probably also suck your dick. And I got a strike for that. So it was clearly Criminally Fisted, because he'd be the only one who would be able to do that, to complain, because that was the only segment that would have been strikeable. So I got a strike for that video. So I removed, since in every one of the Ziploc'd episodes I made fun of someone, I had to put them all on private and remove them off of YouTube, because I'd get another strike and my channel go down. So I guess the short answer to that, Matt, is the reason I don't make any Ziploc anymore is because I don't want to get any strikes. The whole show was a strikeable. Everything is about making fun of things and talking about things and commentary. And people like Rob Dyke, well, they're allowed to do that. But a channel like mine that YouTube are gunning for, they can't do that. So I had to take it down. Which is a shame, because I mean, I had like what? I think there were about like 22 episodes or something of Ziploc. Then I got a Ziploc Christmas special. I got a Ziploc Halloween special, which I think is, they're all here now, up on the patrons. So scroll down. Lots of good stuff. But a couple of days ago, one of our new patrons named Death by Design, which I like that name. That's a pretty cool name. He messaged me. And he told me that Scary Mysteries, I think that's the name of the channel, had stolen my image. Like they were using the skull with the headphones. And someone else had told me that in the past, but I never went and checked. But anyway, so I went over to Scary Mysteries channel, and I've never watched any of this stuff. I think they're called New Dawn Films or something like that, some sort of little corporate organization or something in New York. And sure enough, there is the image on my podcast. On their podcast, there is the image. Go over and check it out. It's Scary Mysteries. Is my my headphones in the skull. They've ripped me off. And I was like, fuck. Okay, that takes balls. So I emailed them. What am I going to do? Because when someone's doing something so blatant, I mean, it's right there on all the videos. It says, come and check out our podcast. And it's got my skull. Go check it out. And so I emailed them. So with stuff like this, I don't think you can be lenient. I think you have to be kind of tough with these guys. And I want to be tough, but I don't want to be like, I don't want to come across like a gangster. Okay? So I'm going to read you the email that I sent to them. And like I said, I want to be tough, but I don't want to like sound like a gangster. I mean, that's my sort of goal, you know, like, so there's that sort of balance, because I can be like, you motherfucker, I'm going to rip your fucking head off. I'm going to fucking rape your sister and your mother and burn down your house and stuff like that. But that only goes so far, because like, if I say that to someone in a bar, that's going to work, because they can see me. They probably can tell that I'm the type of guy who would do that. But when you do it online, I mean, you know how online, everybody's a tough guy online. Okay. So this is what I sent. This is what I sent them. So this is it. So I clicked on their page and I got their email address. It's info@newdawnfilms.com. And I say, hello. It has been brought to my attention. You see, I start out very polite. Hello. And then I get very nonchalant. It's been brought to my attention that you are using an image of mine, skull with headphones, that you have slightly altered, but it is still my image. I think that a creative bunch like yourselves would be able to come up with your own image. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but anyways, that's what I said. I said, I am Deadbug. And then I say my real name. And although my channel is small compared to yours, because these guys got a big channel, don't they? I say, I am a television producer and a director in the UK and the US, which affords me the ability to chase up copyright ownership that I also have a control over, and also the UK and the US. I will ask nicely now for you to stop using this image in future uploads. And if you use it, I will consider taking further action. I've already taken Jim Can't Swim to task. That's a whole backstory. Jim Can't Swim stole some of my videos and re-edited them, but it was still mine. And I had them taken down off of YouTube. And, you know, and it obviously clearly didn't suffer, did he? He's doing very good for himself now. This was about like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And so I said, you know, hopefully it won't come to that. I don't want to have to come after you legally. And then I end it by saying, I am a member of Directors UK and and the DGA, which is the Directors Guild of America, which affords me free legal representation if I wish to take action on anyone who infringes my intellectual property. Now, intellectual property, that might not mean a lot to you guys, but in television or anybody who knows about television, intellectual property is fucking everything. Okay. MTV or any other company that I've worked for can't even upload anything that has my voice on it without me getting money for that. That is my intellectual property, and if I ask them to take that down, they have to. And that's why people like NBC and companies like that don't upload a lot of other stuff from ex-employees, because that is still my intellectual property. I may have been working for you at a certain point, but my voice is my voice. Only I own my voice, and I can ask for money for that. And that's why you won't see stuff up, because unless you work for the company, then they'll have to pay you, and these people don't like to pay. Anyways, I notice you are a small corporate company. Corporate means they just do shit, basically. That's a fancy smancy word for they just do shit. They don't do television. They do like some one of those videos that you see when you're sitting in the doctor's, the dentist waiting room. You know what I mean? They'll do like a dental video or something. They don't do television. And I don't mind corporate. I don't do it, but it's sort of looked down upon. I'm like a television, but they're a corporate company. So, and they're called No Dawn Films. So I said, I noticed that you're a small corporate company. I'm sure legal action would not be something positive for you and would set you back. Basically, I'm basically saying if I fucking have to come after you, I will take your small little company down. And then I end it by saying, please take this as a warning. Regards. And then I use my real name. But the funny thing is I spelt my name wrong. I spelt my own fucking name wrong. Like, I look like I got fucking Down syndrome or something. I'm so fucking terrible. So, fuck. So anyways, this channel, they got back to me right away. The guy Andrew. I'm not sure if he's the host or not. You guys all know I do an impersonation of Scary Mysteries, don't you? Scary Mysteries of the Month, number 4 to 3. Or number 5s. That's my impersonation of, Scary Mystery of the Month, number 5. I haven't watched it, so I don't know what they do it about. I think they do crimes, or do they do scary stuff? Someone correct me. I've got nothing against this channel. I think they're okay. They're a company. And I think they make, I've heard a couple of people say they steal stuff, but I don't know if that's true or not. They seem okay to me. They seem a bunch of guys that are making a living, and they don't seem to be attitude like I find Criminally Fisted, like he thinks he's Julia Roberts or something. Like he probably waxes his pussy and stuff. And then Rob Dyke, everybody always asks to me what you have against Rob Dyke. And the thing that I said that I had about Rob Dyke was that when I first came across him, he had his video and he said, I'm Rob Dyke. I'm the only channel that makes television quality content. And that instantly got my back up. So I've got nothing against these Scary Mysteries. I've never watched their stuff, but they seem okay. So this guy got right back to me and he apologized. He said it was a freelancer who did it. He was unaware. And he said he will remove it right away. And he was really sorry, and that was it. He got back in contact with me right away, this Andrew guy. And I said to him, I don't want to be a ball breaker, because, I mean, it's not the end of the fucking world for me. I mean, you know what I mean? Funny thing is he pretended he said, oh, do you have a link to your channel? Like, basically said he never heard of me, which I find a little hard to believe, because, I mean, I think I'm pretty infamous. I think, to be honest with you, and that's not my ego, I think all the crime channels would have heard of me, because, I mean, you guys, fans talk amongst the groups and everything, so I think the guy would have heard of my channel. So he's saying he's never heard of me, so he wanted to see my logo and the channel, you know what I mean, to see how much the guy ripped me off or something. But go over to his channel, and you tell me if you think it. I think it's just my image. Well, I know it's my image. And I told I told the guy, I mean, the image was, I think it was designed about like 20 years ago by MTV for me. You know what I mean? So ages ago. So I've had the image for ages, you know. So it's not just like a new image that I came up with. And I didn't want to be a ball breaker. I said, listen, the shit that you put up that already has that image there, that's okay. Just don't fucking use it again in the future. So he hasn't got back to me. He said a freelancer did it. But I think he can just Google and he can probably know that I'm pretty serious about. But if you go check the image, I mean, it takes a lot of fucking balls. And then him saying he hadn't heard of me. I mean, come on, buddy. Really? I mean, what the fuck? So anyway, I sent him the link to my channel, so who knows? But for him to say that he hadn't heard of me, I mean, it's like, come on. I think it's still a pretty... There's the big ones up there, aren't there? There's the criminally fisted, and there's... I don't know how well Scary Mysteries does. You know, Scary Mysteries of the Month, September 4 to 3, the fives. I don't know how well they do next to criminally fisted, but they're all the sort of the upper, you know, they got a lot of channels. And I said to him, I try to be nice to him. I said, hey, I got a lot of respect for you guys. You're doing well. Keep up the good work. Oh, he's the founder. That's who got in contact with me. His name is Andrew, and he's the founder and director of the films, of New Dawn Films. So, I mean, he never got back to me, but I think he could probably Google and know that I'm a serious person. I don't think he'd want to take that risk that... I mean, I could fuck them up pretty badly. I mean, if you're let's put it this way: if you're a member of the America's Director, the Directors Guild of America, I mean, you can fuck people up. I mean, that's a biggie. They don't let anybody in there. It's not like joining the Video of the Month Club or something. You have to have credentials to join that. You have to have been a director for so many years, and you have to have a lot of credits for it, which I do. So hopefully he takes the hint. But he said he's going to take it down. He got right back to me. But then, you know, he's probably doing good. But yeah, it was a bit of insult, a bit of a fate slap in the face when he said he hadn't heard of me. Who knows? Whatever. So anyways, go over to his channel and check it out. It's on their podcast. And tell me what you think about if you think it's ripping me off. I mean, I know it is, but I always trust you guys. Go over there anyways and watch Scary Mysteries of the Month, number 72. The Terrible Fives. anyways, that's it. I've fucking talked enough. I'm going to go now and I'm going to fucking throw a pillow at Ted. And I got to feed him too. And... like I said, hopefully I don't have a stroke and my cat don't eat me. But anyways, you guys, I hope you had a good weekend. And welcome all new patrons. And this is Dead Bug saying I'm out of here. And I'll see you probably midweek where I'm going to upload that podcast on YouTube, the True Crime Podcast. Try to bring some more people over here. And you guys have a great week. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is that grimy and low down and slimy as flow. Mind eating fluid lobotomy dope. Heimlich maneuver for rhymers who choke. Swallow me whole and then vomit these quotes. I'm in the yoke of the quality folk. Profiting notes for the poverty broke. Raw from the rich, give to the poor. Start a revolt if it's properly rolled. If he eyeing the notion and trying me don't. That's suicidal, it gotta be jokes. Write him a note and then find him a rope. Wire it high and then slide on his throat. I could spit hickory dickory dock. Still be the sicker lyrically hot. You better wish for a twist in the plot. I'm sending the fiction to sit in the spot. I came to do my thinking. I think I'm through with dreaming. Need something to believe in. I'm just an underdog. I got this crazy feeling. This might just be my season. I need some new believers. I'm just an underdog. Lord of the people that's under the dirt. Anonymous hero behind on his work. No motivation, desire, or urge. Fire to beat up and I will emerge. Dope, I am the gift and the curse. Dope, I could be seized and searched. Dope, smuggle a key of these words. Dope is me reading a rhyme to a verse. Lethal as germs, strong as a virus that cripples a giant the size of a worm. Fly to the earth, just like an eagle that sees a fish swimming up high in the surf. Looking for people that I can convert. Bursting the fire inside of a church. Running a bank and then tie up a clerk. Nobody moving, nobody get hurt. I came to do my thinking. I think I'm through with dreaming.